on. There we go. My old Bible that's falling apart. Good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
I'm honored to be here. You're a wonderful church, wonderful people to allow a Canadian to come here and teach every once in a while. And I appreciate it very much. And today is our 25th month anniversary.
Amen.
That's 64,800,000 seconds. So, and it's been wonderful, been absolutely wonderful. God has been amazingly, amazingly good to us, and it's amazing that at my age, our age, that God still uses us. But I haven't read the word retirement very much in the Bible, so I'm just hanging on to that. And turn to Matthew chapter 25, would you? I want to teach on being a servant today. Matthew chapter 25. I'll just read one or two verses. You all know the story here about, well, verse 14. Let's read that. For the kingdom of heaven is as a man traveling into a far country who called his own servants and delivered unto them his goods. Look at that word, servants. They're his servants. And he gives them all some talents, gives them all some money, and tells them to use it properly. Then if you look at verse 19, and after a long time the Lord of those servants cometh and reckoneth with them, and so that he had received five talents and so on. Let's look at verse 21. His Lord said unto him, well done, thou good and faithful servant. Thou hast been faithful over a few things. I will make thee ruler over many things. Enter thou into the joy of the Lord. There's three things mentioned there. One is servant. In verse 14, it said they're servants. Here he says a good servant, a servant first of all, a good servant, and then a faithful servant. Now we all understand that this man gave them a certain amount of money and talents, it's called. God gives us certain gifts as well. Do you all agree with that?
Yeah.
If you're born again, on your way to heaven, 1 Corinthians 12 says that the Holy Spirit gives gifts to everyone, talents to everyone. There were three servants there. Two of them got a compliment. The third one did not. He was still a servant. Are you all with me so far?
Yeah.
He was still a servant. What is needed to be a servant? What is needed to be a good servant? What is needed to be a faithful servant? I want to look at that. As I was studying this, I ran across Luke chapter 15, the story of the prodigal, and in verse 19 there it says, the prodigal says, I no longer want to be a son. I'm not worthy to be called a son, but I want to be a servant. Now you need to understand this. He couldn't lose his sonship. Am I right or wrong? He was always a son. If you're born again on your way to heaven, you are a son of God. Right or wrong?
Amen.
Amen. And aren't you thankful you can't lose that?
Yes.
Man, what a wonderful thing. But as I studied this, I looked at, he wanted to be a servant. I want to be a servant. All of our desires should be to be a servant. So let's look at a couple of things that the prodigal had to realize. Number one, he had to realize he was on the wrong path. If you want to turn there, Luke chapter 15, maybe we should do that. So here we had a rich kid, arrogant, prideful, unthankful, but he was a son. He was a son. He had to realize he was on the wrong path. You and me, if we want to be servants of the living God, listen to me, we have to get rid of pride. We've got to get rid of it. Pride is the first sin. That's why Satan got kicked out, am I correct? It's one of the sins that God absolutely hates in Proverbs chapter 6. It's the first sin mentioned, a proud look. As long as I think I deserve any credit for what I do, and I got pride in my life, God will not use me as a servant. That's just a fact of life. Number two, he was self-centered. Verse 11, he said, give me, give me, give me. As long as we're self-centered as Christians, listen to me, if all we do is pray and ask God to constantly give me, give me, give me, we will not be a good servant.
Right.
Are you with me?
Yes.
We will not be a good servant. Let me say this. Ladies, if you're married to a give me husband, you're married to a prodigal husband. And he's not a good servant. Same can be said of the women. How self-centered am I? Been married 25 months. If all I am married to her for to see what she can give me, I'm not a good husband.
Right, right.
But if I learn how to be a servant, I'll be a good husband.
Amen.
You all agree with that?
Yes.
He was never satisfied. God does so much for us. Are we thankful for what God does?
Amen.
I know we're all thankful that we're on our way to heaven, and that's wonderful. Are you thankful that you can be here today?
Yes, amen.
You could be in prison.
Right.
You could be in the hospital. People are in the hospital.
Yes.
Talking to a pastor yesterday, and he said he has many of his people in the hospital today. I could be there. You could be there. Am I right or wrong?
Yes, right.
Are you thankful today you didn't have a car accident on the way to church?
Amen.
But we take so little time to thank God. The prodigal remembered how good it had been at home. How many people have I talked to, Pastor? How many people have you talked to that leave church and you see them 5 years later? They no longer go to church and they'll make a statement. Boy, I wish I'd stayed at church. Wish I'd stayed in church. The prodigal said that. I had it pretty good at home. It wasn't perfect. Western Hills is not perfect, but it's pretty good.
Amen.
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 Amen? Instead of finding fault, remember how good it is. Remember the day you got saved?
Amen.
If you're on a wrong diet, you will be hungry. If you spend more time watching Fox News or a football game or your iPad or your iPhone instead of this book,
right,
you will be hungry.
Amen.
You will be hungry. You know how that works? You then come to church and you're not even hungry in church.
That's it.
You leave church and say, I didn't get fed enough. That wasn't the problem. You weren't ready for the diet.
Right.
Let's get back to it. It's like eating food. I don't understand how you can get white milk from a black cow eating green grass, but I know it still feeds me.
Amen?
Amen?
Yes.
I don't know how it works. I don't know how electricity works. I don't know how they can turn some machine around somewhere and our lights come on. But I'm not going to sit in the dark till I got it figured out.
Amen.
This Bible is amazingly effective.
Yes.
It's amazingly powerful. I don't know how it works. You read 10 verses and somehow it feeds you.
Yep.
You don't need to understand all of it, but you need to read it.
Amen.
You need to read it. How do you get back on track? How do we get back on track to become proper servants for the Lord? Well, maybe visiting the altar once in a while. Aren't you glad that Brother Moore has an altar call here?
Amen.
That doesn't mean you have to go all the time. But I'll tell you this much. If in the last year you haven't visited the altar, it's time.
Yeah.
It's time.
Good.
People who never get here will never be a good servant. Mark it down. Mark it down. Two things that are necessary for you to become a proper servant. Number one, forgiveness. Aren't you thankful that the prodigal son went home? He asked for forgiveness. The father granted forgiveness. Now he was, listen to me, now he was ready to become a servant again. All the years that I've done counseling in marriage and various other things, it's an amazing thing to me how few people ever ask for forgiveness. People leave the church because pastor said something or Brother Dave said something. In his case, it was stupid. No, never mind. And somebody says something and you get offended, and instead of going to Brother Dave and say, Dave, I was offended at that, and I'm sorry, would you forgive me? I can do my part. Now, what is your part?
I apologize as well.
And I forgive you. And I forgive you. A while back in a marriage session, I was teaching on forgiveness, nothing to do with this, but anyway, and I said to you, let's break up. There was about 15 couples or so. And let's spread it around the church. And I want you to spend 10 or 15 minutes with your partner and just asking them to forgive you. Forgive you for whatever you've done. We all do stupid things. Am I right? Who here has done something stupid? All right? Said something, implied something, whatever. Get it right. They came back from that, and some of them said to me, we have never, in 25 years of marriage, never done that. We do it every day. Well, it's usually just me, but anyway. And the prodigal asked for forgiveness. The father granted forgiveness. It's probably number one problem in marriage, probably number one problem in church. In Matthew chapter 19, Jesus said the reason Moses gave a letter of divorcement was because of a hard heart.
That's right.
You want to get rid of the hard heart?
Amen.
Say, I'm sorry. I shouldn't have said that. It's so simple. And then when they come back, I forgive you. Cannot be a good servant with unforgiveness in our hearts. Do you know that forgiveness is the first step of revival? I don't know if any of you study revival. I haven't studied it much, but I've studied a little bit. I remember going through it when there was a pastor in Saskatoon, Saskatchewan, Bill McLeod. Revival broke out in his church, and it spread into that community. They had to rent an arena and all kinds of stuff. And he came to Altona, where I lived, and he had revival meetings. It lasted about 3 weeks. The first night of his preaching, he preached on forgiveness. Do you know that it didn't quit till 2 a.m? People just getting right. If I have aught with Carlos, I can't ask God to revive me. What is revival anyway? It's not something that's dead. Are you with me? It's something that still has life, but it's on life support. Some marriages are on life support. Some people are on life support. Get revival. First thing you got to do, say, God, I'm so sorry. I messed up. Would you forgive me? Does God forgive?
Amen.
100%, 100%. Then you need to go to your husband or your wife, your people, to the preacher, whatever, and ask for forgiveness. Do you think that Pastor Moore would forgive you for something you'd done if you asked him to? Why don't we? If you want to get revival, personal revival, you got to ask for forgiveness. If you want revival, if you want to get spark back in your marriage, get it right. Ask for forgiveness. I'd venture to say that there's people sitting here that haven't asked for forgiveness for their wife or their husband for years. Ask for forgiveness. It'll give you a spiritual revival. It'll give you marriage revival. You want revival at Western Hills Baptist Church? It's not going to happen, folks, unless we start practicing asking for forgiveness from God, asking for forgiveness from each other, and then us granting forgiveness. Are you all with me? Are you all with me? No forgiveness, no revival. The father of the prodigal granted forgiveness. And the Bible said that he went and threw himself on his son. Do you know why he did that? People wanted to kill the boy. He had embarrassed the family. In those days, if somebody embarrassed a family, they got stoned. But the father threw himself on the son and and said, if you want to kill my boy, you got to kill me first. Does it remind you of somebody? Isn't that what Jesus did? All along the prodigal was a son, but he was not a servant. The elder son was a servant, but not a good servant. Let's bring it to home base. Am I a good servant? Am I a good husband? We're fairly well newlyweds. I try to be a good husband. I do whatever I can to serve her. Am I always doing it right? No. When I mess up, I ask for
forgiveness.
And I practice it a lot. Am I a good husband? Am I a good employee? Let's bring it home base again. Are you a good member of Western Hills Baptist Church? If you're not a servant, you're not. You're not. Too many people, church people, are famous for this. The prodigal, give me, give me, give me, give me, give me. Just a fact. Am I right, preacher? That's just a fact. Just a fact. I'm thankful for those that I know here, and many of you I don't know, but I'm thankful for those who are servant. We can all be servants. We all have some talent that God wants to use and God can use if we allow him to. Am I right? I wonder if Jesus walked through those doors here this morning, would he come to you and say, well done, Well done. What do you say to Dom? Well done. I texted my daughter this morning. She's in Ireland. Don't know what in the world she's doing there by herself, but anyway. I texted her this morning and told her that I was teaching on being a servant. And I said, I want to hear the words one day, well done. And I said to her, I believe that your mom would say to Don, well done. I stood by my wife till the day she took her last breath. I didn't desert her. I didn't leave her. I didn't neglect her. I didn't stop hugging her. I didn't stop kissing her. I think she would have said, well done. I pray that God will say to me one day, Don, you've done good. Isn't that something all of us would like to hear?
Yes.
So there's three things. You're a servant. You can either be a good servant or a bad servant. Either way, if you're saved, you're a servant. That servant that only got one talent, listen to me. And the master said, the wicked and slothful servant. You can be a bad servant. You can be grumbling about everything. How often do you grumble in your home about something, about your wife or your husband? When you do, you're not a good servant. Right or wrong? Are you a good servant? Brother Mike, are you a good servant? Is it a fair question?
Yes.
Should we ask it once in a while? I asked Joy once in a while. Sometimes I'll do something, listen to me carefully, I'll even do something in church because I want to be recognized. I want to be complimented. I don't deserve any compliments. If there's any glory to be had, who deserves it?
God.
Amen? Good is an action. Good is an action. Good is more, listen to me carefully, good is more than the absence of evil. I can say negative things to Joy, about Joy. I can derate her, whatever. And that's evil. Are you with me? I can stop doing that. That doesn't make me good. What makes me good is when I start saying to her, I love you. You're special in my life. You're beautiful. I'm honored to be married to you. Now I'm starting to be a good servant. Are you with me? Are you with me? You don't overcome evil by stopping evil, but by replacing it with good. Good and faithful servant. Am I a faithful servant? Am I a good servant? If I am not faithful, I'm not good. If I only compliment her one day out of the week, I'm not a good husband. That's why I open the door for her when we get in the car. That's why I hold her hands when we walk. That's sort of a bit selfish on both sides, because either one of us could slip But if you're hanging on to somebody, you probably won't fall.
Amen.
Am I right or wrong?
Amen.
So it's a little bit selfish, but it also sure feels good. It feels good.
Yes.
I always hold hands with joy. How about you? How about you? Faithful means to show up regardless. Are you a faithful member of Western Hills Baptist Church? In Canada, at least we can complain a snowstorm. What do you complain about here? Ah, it's raining today. Ah, too hot today. I've got a headache. Joy had a headache this morning. It wasn't me either. And I'm just in a lousy mood. I don't feel like going to church. Are you faithful or not? My dad used to say way back when, if we'd say we were not feeling well, well, you won't feel any worse at church. And there's some truth to that. Mm-hmm. Amen? In fact, you probably might feel better.
Yeah. Yes. Yep. All right.
Don't say it to Joy. If you tell her, I'm not feeling well, she'll put her arms around you right that second to pray for you. And the preacher here on Wednesday said, what are you available for? Starting two new classes? I wonder how many people at Western Hills said, went home and said, God, would you like me to teach one of those? By the way, if he tells you to teach it, you say, well, I'm not qualified. He'll qualify you.
Yeah.
What was the term that he used? Yes, available ability. Best ability is availability. And are you faithful? Are you faithful at Western Hills Baptist Church? Whatever that is. If that means only pouring a glass of water for Brother Jackson, then do that.
Amen?
Amen?
Yeah.
But are you faithful? Am I a good, faithful servant? A good, faithful servant. Let me give you some points. Am I faithful in soul winning? A servant. One guy had 5 talents, one guy had 2 talents, one guy had 1 talent. The one with 5, the one with 2, both did something with it. Am I right? Do you pray for anybody to get saved? I heard a preacher say, I don't know where I heard this, a preacher said, he prayed and said, God, would you please give me an easy one? One that's just ready to get saved. I had a text this morning, no, yesterday, from a new fellow coming to our youth class. His name is Saul. And he's, I don't know what country he's from. He's dark. Where is he from? India. And he said, the best decision I've made since I came to Canada is accepting Christ.
Amen.
He got baptized on Thursday. And soul winning. Give me an easy one. Can I encourage you, Western Hills Baptist Church, pray for somebody. Don't put a name to it even. If you know somebody that you know and that you can witness to, we witnessed to a guy at Olive Garden last night, and a dark fella as well, and just the friendliest guy. And I told him, I gave him the little gospel tract I have. I said, if you read this, if you pray the prayer that it says has on there, I said, I'll see you in heaven one day. I said, if you don't, I will not see you in heaven. And he went through some stuff. He said, I used to go to church when I was 6, 7, 8 and whatever. He said, I believe in Jesus and all that. And I said, do you go to church at all now? He said, no. I said, well, I know a church I'd like to recommend to you. Guess where that was? And he's a tall, dark guy, a wonderful guy. Soul winning. Can I encourage you in that? Faithful. a good and faithful servant, helping others. Do you ever ask God to show somebody that needs help? Do you think there's ever people at Western Hills that need an encouragement? Do you think there's somebody sitting here this morning that might be discouraged? And all it would take is somebody to say, "Wow, it's good to see you today. I love coming to Western Hills. Every time I come, I see this guy. He got that big smile on his face, and he just encourages me. It's worth coming here just for that." But then I get the cherry on top and I hear Brother Moore preaching. I mean, how do you get better than that? Somebody say amen. Helping others. Are you faithful in forgiving? Are you faithful in your devotions? Are you faithful in reading the Bible? I'm thankful that I've had a habit, and I'm addicted to it, of reading this Bible. That doesn't mean that Satan doesn't tempt me on a regular basis to not read it or to not pray, and he'll try to get something in the way. But I'll tell you, when Elaine passed away, that's the closest I've been to stop reading this Bible. I was so discouraged. I was at the bottom. I didn't know where to turn. But I would still go downstairs to my place where I get on my knees and pray every day. And it's amazing how God would just show up. Amen. And he gives some comfort, gives some encouragement, and said, "Don, don't quit. Don't quit." I'm glad I didn't quit. I'm glad I didn't quit. I couldn't be teaching here today on being a servant if I had quit. Am I right?
Amen.
How about you? How about you? What will it take for you to quit? Am I faithful in my devotion? Am I faithful in giving? Jesus didn't compliment, the master didn't compliment those with the most talents. He complimented those, the two that were good and faithful. Let me ask you again. Are you a good servant? Are you a faithful servant? I hope and pray that when I get to heaven, God will say to me, I've been in ministry work now for over 50 years. There have been some down times, there have been some bad times, there have been some sad times, but I'm glad I'm still going.
Amen.
Winners never quit. Quitters never win. I'd encourage you. I'd encourage you. Become a good and faithful servant. Amen?
Amen.